The year is 2397. For over 200 years, humanity has been a member of the United Federation of Planets, a democratic government made up of over 150 worlds spanning the alpha and beta quadrants of the Milky Way galaxy. And like any government, the Federation has a military, Starfleet, although they prefer to see themselves as explorers. And of this Starfleet's navy, one group of ships has historically stood above the rest, the ships named Enterprise. Much is known of every Federation ship named Enterprise, but one.
All right. Okay, morning everyone, and welcome to the Argo. I am Captain Drake. Some of you know me, and some of you I am meeting for the first time. I also know that many of you have come from more exciting posts. I know that many of you resisted being assigned to a science ship, but I can assure you that exploration and discovery is why we are here. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, because we may have found the Enterprise B.
Sir, a question.
Lieutenant Daniels.
I thought it was a closed case that the bee was destroyed.
Well, now we have reason to think otherwise.
What reason?
Well, Commander, 28 days ago the Bajoran wormhole opened up and spat something out. Deep Space Nine recognized it as a Starfleet probe. More specifically, a black box. They tracked it back through the wormhole to one of a handful of systems and sectors in the Gamma Quadrant. This recording was recovered from it.
I can feel it coming. Yes, this is just the next adventure. This is Captain Thomas Johnson, captain of the Enterprise. Sir.
Any questions?
Yeah, just one. If you're right, what the hell is the Enterprise B doing in the Gamma Quadrant? We didn't even discover the wormhole until 30 years ago.
Exactly, Commander Stiles. I told you this mission would be exciting. We launch in 30 minutes. Yes.
We've just left the Bajoran wormhole, Captain.
Very good, Commander. Anything else?
Permission to speak candidly, sir.
Granted.
I know that speech of yours this morning was about me.
Not just you.
But mostly.
Some of it.
Why?
Because I know you and others resisted this assignment when I asked for you.
I don't believe a ghost hunt is the best use of my skills, sir.
You would rather be on the frontier?
Yes, sir.
Well, Commander, we are exploring. Exploring our past. Making history.
If we find it.
You doubt we will?
I think we're out here chasing myths and ghosts of a ship that was lost with all hands the best part of a century ago. I think it's a waste of time.
Your time?
And yours, sir. But I know why you're doing this.
Do you?
Your grandfather.
A bit of personal stake never hurt the cause. I'd say it's driven me this far.
I think it's made you want to believe that the Enterprise B is out there, sir.
Perhaps. But we won't know until we look. Return to the bridge. You have the con until we reach the first sector.
Aye, Captain.
Captain's log, stardate 64353.2. We are now 23 days into our expedition across the Gamma Quadrant to solve one of the greatest mysteries of our time. The Enterprise B, the third Federation starship to bear the historic name, lost in space over 70 years ago. No one knows what happened. Historical records state the Enterprise was in unexplored space when contact was lost. After over 36 years of service and 3 months without contact, Starfleet declared the Enterprise B missing in action. While reports were sent, the full logs for that last year of service were never received. If we find her, then this will be arguably the biggest historical find over the last half century. But I would be lying if I said it wasn't my personal stake that has driven me this much to find her. My grandfather, Gaius Drake, was the ship's tactical officer. He has always been something of a legend to our family growing up. Now, though, it's time to turn that fantasy into a reality. We have mapped three of the five star systems that DS9 calculated the probe was sent from. And I have to admit that I'm starting to give up hope.
We have arrived in the Nephilim system, Captain.
Commence scanning.
Scanning.
Nothing in Sector 1, nor the second. Wait, sir. I'm picking up large quantities of titanium. Could be a ship. Bearing 361 Mark 544.
What?
Helm, set course and engage at full impulse.
Aye, sir. We are approaching the coordinates.
All stop.
Answering all stop, sir.
On screen.
That's a Starfleet ship, all right.
Confirmed. Starfleet vessel. Excelsior class refit. Registry coming on screen now. NCC-1701B. It's her, sir.
Ensign, dispatch a message to Admiral Jellicoe. Inform him that we have found the Enterprise B.
Star Trek, Lost Enterprise, Episode 1.
Activate the forward searchlights. Let's take a better look at her. Sensor readings.
No life signs, no power signatures. She's dead in space, sir. Looks like she's been in a fight. Heavy damage to both primary and secondary hull, but...
But?
But not enough to be stranded out here.
They shouldn't have made it out here at all.
Records say nothing about the Enterprise being attacked, only that they lost contact.
Obviously they found themselves on the wrong side of the galaxy, with no way of contacting Starfleet.
So they sent a probe.
Exactly. Can we turn her back on, Lieutenant?
Primary power? Unlikely. But we may be able to reactivate life support and some secondary systems from engineering.
All right. Commander Stiles, you'll lead the away team. The ship's logs are paramount.
Sir, the ship's been offline for 70 years. They might not turn back on.
Commander, we have to try.
Aye, Captain.
Hello, old girl.
My God, the bodies. The vacuums preserved everything.
Yeah, making me wish the lights were working.
That's your job.
The core.
Huh?
The warp core. It's gone.
Well, that answers the question why they couldn't get back. Get to the console, Daniels. See what you can do.
Yes, sir. Sorry, buddy. Gotta use that. Oh, man. I did not sign up to this mission to touch dead bodies. What's wrong with your skin?
Well, get the power on and we might find out.
Right. Let's hope our power packs don't overload these old systems. Yes! We are in business. Crewman, do the same to that other station over there. See what you can get from it.
What you got?
Well, the deuterium and antimatter are empty, but I think with a few more power packs we can at least get into the computer. But the logs will need to be recovered from the bridge.
I'll take care of that. Argo, did you catch that?
Yes, Commander. Energize it now.
It's a real mess in here, Argo. Bodies are at their posts, though. Preserved, just like the ones in the engine room. Oh my. That's Captain Johnson. He's in his chair. Daniels was right. They all look ill. Infected. We should probably have Dr. Quinn look them over. He could answer a lot of questions. Okay, I'm at the ops console. Gonna try and restore power. Stand by, Argo. Ah! The console isn't enough. I need the computer core. Daniels, I need power, Lieutenant.
Trying it now, Commander. Stand by.
Good work. Somehow this is even more creepy.
Get to it, Commander. We need those logs.
Yes, sir. Downloading now. What the hell happened here?
Commander! Didn't realize engineering was due for a spot check.
Actually, I'm here to see you. Recovered yet?
From what? Finding the lost Enterprise or seeing the dead crew?
Both.
Oh, I'll survive. It's what we're trained for, right?
Right.
So, did you see him?
Who?
You know, his grandfather.
No. If it was on the bridge, I didn't see him.
I looked over the crew manifest before we headed out from DS9. It looked just like him. So, are we going to have a service or what?
I don't know. But there should be. These people deserve that much.
Yes.
I have my autopsy report on Captain Johnson.
By all means. Have a seat.
Thank you, sir.
What have you found out?
Well, he was indeed killed by an infection.
What kind of infection?
I'm not sure, but it shares similarities with the biological weapons used by the Cardassians back in the war.
The Enterprise hadn't been on the Cardassian front in 8 months. And there are no Cardassians in the Gamma Quadrant.
Maybe it takes that long. Maybe something out here mutated it. I don't know. All I know is what my instruments tell me, Captain.
They might have been infected before they came through the wormhole. We must rule out the possibility. Contact Cardassia. Share your results and compare.
Is that wise?
They've been an ally for 20 years, Doctor.
Since the Dominion War. I know. But won't this jeopardize that? Accusing them of more crimes? Adding the Enterprise B to that list?
We are talking about a race who are responsible in part for more deaths in the Alpha Quadrant than the Borg and the Romulans combined. I hardly think it'll make a difference.
I hope you're right.
That'll be all, Doctor.
Captain, we have the Captain's logs ready, if you want them.
On my computer, Lieutenant.
Aye, sir. We also have your grand... the logs of Commander Drake, sir, along with the rest of the senior staff.
Understood. Computer, arrange all senior staff logs in chronological order.
Working. Logs accessed.
All right. Time to find out, Grandfather. Finally.
Captain's log, stardate 30620.1. Still patrolling the Cardassian border. It almost goes without saying at this point. And I have to admit it to this record that I'm tired. The crew is tired. You're tired of the endless standoffs, the threats, the posturing. Never knowing if this is the day, the month, the year that the Cardies will make their move and cross the line. Make it war. Captain of the Enterprise. Kirk never did this. Even Harriman and Sulu go out to explore those strange new worlds Cochrane spoke about. Me? I'm stuck on border patrol. I guarantee the flagship has never been this dull. This useless.
Anything, Savick?
I am detecting a Class 2 comet in sector.
Never mind.
Captain, as you should know by now, if I have something to report, I will report it.
Right. Can't blame a man for hoping. So, do you feel like telling us a tale about the real Enterprise again?
I have told my tale of Genesis over 53 times, 51 of which you were present for.
What about Kittimer?
That was the Enterprise A. I was still undergoing the Kalanar when those events occurred.
Oh yeah. To think, you could have been a captain by now if you hadn't taken that little break.
Perhaps.
It's not as fun as it looks. At least you all get to push buttons and stare at screens all day.
Holding at half impulse on present course.
And my point.
Should I increase speed, sir?
Why not? Let's be adventurous today. Increase to full.
Aye, sir.
By the way, Xerath, you owe Savik a rematch.
That is not necessary, Captain.
Are you afraid that I'll beat you, huh?
As I told you before our first match, chess is a game of logic and strategy. Something I find Andorians lack more than even humans.
Is that right? Then how did I get so close?
You did not.
Yes, I did.
And you wonder why I want to be ringside.
Save me a seat.
I will not have this debate.
Captain, I am picking up a distress call.
From where?
Behind the Cardassian border, Captain. But the signal is not Cardassian. It is far too primitive. Barely classifies as subspace radio.
Can you ascertain who it is?
It would appear to be a Bajoran captain. Receiving an audio message now.
Let's hear it.
This is the Bajoran transport Chiral to anyone who is hearing this. Under attack. The rest of us won't survive much longer. Repeat, we are under attack by a Cardassian warship. They have taken Bajor. All we wanted to do was leave. Please, if the humans or anyone is on the other side, help us.
Can you locate them?
Yes, but to intercept we would need to cross the border and violate treaty.
Xerath, set course for the edge of the border, right in their path. Hold course there.
We have arrived. Entering all stops, sir.
On screen.
One more of the ships has been destroyed. Three more are heavily damaged, one critically.
Orders, Captain? Sir!
The critical ship is being targeted.
How long until the Bajoran ships reach the border?
They are traveling at less than a quarter impulse. Approximately 8 minutes, 23 seconds.
They won't make it past 5.
The ship has been destroyed. The Cardassian vessel is targeting another of the Bajoran vessels. We should contact Starbase.
No, there's no time. Take us over the border, Mr. Xerath. Full impulse.
Captain!
Red alert! All hands to battle station!
We've crossed the border, sir. Entering weapons range.
Phasers charged. Torpedoes loaded.
Stand by, Drake. Do the Bajoran transports have shields?
Negative.
Bridge to transporter room.
Right here, sir.
Begin beaming the Bajoran survivors aboard.
There are over 100 refugees on board those ships, Captain. And we will have to lower shields.
Lower them. Carry out my orders, Chief.
Aye, Captain.
Shields are down. Transport has begun.
Captain, we're being targeted by the Cardassian ship.
Hail them.
No response.
Halt transport. Shields up.
They are firing. Shields got up just in time, but we took a bad hit. Shields are at 80%. They are firing again. Shields down to 72%.
Return fire, all weapons.
Aye, aye, sir. Firing. Some good hits. They have taken moderate damage. Sir, they are targeting the other ships again.
Then let's dissuade them. Torpedoes fire.
Another hit.
Captain, they are hailing us.
Now you want to talk, don't you, you son of a bitch? On screen. This is Captain Thomas Johnson of the Federation Starship Enterprise.
This is Gull Denik of the Cardassian Union. You have violated our borders and are interfering with a matter of internal security. You will transport the Bajorans to our ship and then go back before more damage is done.
Internal security? Is that what you call slaughtering innocent people?
You have no jurisdiction here, human. You are also breaking your... what is it called? Your prime directive.
The prime directive does not apply. These are not your people.
Perhaps you haven't heard. 3 days ago, Bajor became a member of the Cardassian Union.
Oh, I'm sure there were parades in the streets.
This is not your space. You know nothing, Starfleet. Now, leave.
With all due respect, Galdenic, it would appear that your ship is the one who is outmatched. Now, unless you have reinforcements on the way, I would be the one to turn back. We will take these people with us into Federation space. If you wish to stop us, then please, try.
You are calling for war!
No, but I will not turn around and leave these people to die.
Make no mistake, Captain. We will return, and what you have done here today will have consequences.
Leave. Now.
They are reversing course.
Sir, they are firing!
They have destroyed all but one of the ships.
Fire at will!
I can't, sir. They've gone to warp.
Spoon-headed bastards.
How many left?
11 on board, 32 on the remaining transport.
Transport them aboard. Then set a course back to Federation space.
Yes, Captain.
I'll be in my ready room. Savik, you have the bridge.
Aye, sir.
Captain's Log Supplemental. I have reached the retrieval of the Bajoran refugees in the Enterprise logs. They recall the Bajoran incident, the battle. All of this is recorded by history, but it says nothing about viral weaponry. Not yet, anyway.
Computer, pause. Come.
I just had a lovely chat with the Cardassian ambassador.
And?
And he agrees that there are superficial similarities between their old weapons and the virus that killed the Bee's crew. But he would like to reiterate to you and Starfleet that it is entirely possible that the Enterprise B, however it got here, contracted the virus in the Gamma Quadrant.
But it doesn't answer how they got out here.
How did we get out here?
The wormhole. All right, maybe they discovered it long before Captain Sisko did, but never had a chance to tell anyone about it.
The Cardassian ambassador also reminded me that if they did travel through the wormhole, that means the Enterprise was in Cardassian space illegally.
Meaning any actions they took against the ship would be justified. But why bioweapons? Why not just destroy the ship?
Maybe they never got the chance. At any rate, the ambassador promised to report out findings to some of their scientists and get back to me.
Good.
Right before he hung up on me.
Ah.
Do you think they did it?
I don't know, Doctor. But Captain Johnson's log did recall a threat from the Cardassian commander, Danek.
They were involved in more battles. The incident was a prelim to war.
No. That's just not it. My father always hated the Cardassians. Now I know why.
I'll leave you be.
Thank you, Doctor. Computer, resume log. I'm going to turn in for the night. I will resume listening tomorrow. Maybe then I'll find something. But right now I have more questions than answers. End log.
To be continued.